Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Saturday, May 17, 2025.
Taiwan's defense amid rising tensions. Taiwan's President Lai Ching-te is rallying support for the armed forces as tensions with China escalate. On May 16, 2025, during a visit to military bases in Kaohsiung, Lai expressed strong backing for military personnel, highlighting concerns over potential Chinese military drills near the island. These exercises could coincide with the one-year anniversary of his presidency on May 20, raising alarms about regional stability. Recent drills like Straight Thunder 2025A have intensified worries about conflict. Lai emphasized the crucial role of Army engineers and anti-submarine units in Taiwan's defense strategy, especially with the upcoming Dragon Boat Festival. As a self-governing island, Taiwan faces ongoing threats from the mainland, which views it as a breakaway province. Known for his support of independence, Lai continues to advocate for strengthening Taiwan's defense capabilities as the world watches closely.
Malaysia's economic growth update. Malaysia's economy is under pressure, growing by only 4.4% in the first quarter of 2025. This marks a decline from 4.9% in late 2024 and falls short of the 4.5% forecast by economists. Bank Negara Malaysia has highlighted that ongoing trade tensions are impacting spending and investment. While household spending and a strong job market have provided some support, challenges like reduced oil production and slowing vehicle sales persist. Governor Abdul Rashid Ghaffar pointed out that companies are boosting exports in anticipation of tariffs, especially for electrical and electronics products. However, a looming 24% tariff on exports to the United States starting in July 2025 raises concerns. Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim reassured that the temporary suspension of most U.S. tariffs until July makes the immediate impact manageable, but meeting growth forecasts may be challenging. In the first quarter, Malaysia's current account surplus increased to 16.7 billion ringgit, about 3.68 billion US dollars, up from 12.9 billion ringgit previously. With headline inflation averaging 1.5%, the central bank expects it to remain below 3% this year. To support the economy, the central bank is reducing the amount of money banks must keep on hand, ensuring liquidity in the banking system.
India's water diversion plans amid tensions with Pakistan. Recent reports from New Delhi reveal that the Indian government is considering significant changes to its water management regarding the Indus River system. This comes after a tragic attack in April 2025 that killed 26 civilians in Indian Kashmir, which India blames on Pakistan, raising tensions between the two countries. The Indus Waters Treaty of 1960 gives Pakistan primary rights to the river's water. Currently, India can divert 40 cubic meters of water per second from the Chenab River, but plans are underway to double the length of the Rambur Canal to 120 kilometers, allowing India to increase its diversion to 150 cubic meters per second. This expansion worries Pakistan, as it heavily relies on the Indus River for farming and food security. Prime Minister Modi's government is under pressure to respond to these escalating tensions, and the discussions around water diversion reflect a broader strategy to assert India's rights over its water resources. The outcomes of these decisions could have serious implications for agriculture and regional stability.
Walmart's Q1 2025 financial results. Walmart Incorporated recently announced its financial results for the first quarter of 2025, revealing a total revenue of $165.61 billion. Which is a 2.5% increase from last year, though it fell short of expectations. Adjusted earnings per share came in at 61 cents, surpassing forecasts, but net income dropped to $4.49 billion from $5.10 billion a year ago. Despite achieving its first profitable quarter in e-commerce, rising tariffs are a significant concern. CEO Doug McMillon warned that these tariffs are too high for Walmart and its suppliers, likely leading to higher prices for shoppers. CFO John David Rainey echoed this sentiment, noting that the impact of tariffs will become clearer in the coming weeks. Tariffs on imports from China, especially on toys and electronics, are putting pressure on prices, while duties on goods from Costa Rica, Peru, and Colombia are affecting items like coffee and avocados. With about one-third of Walmart's merchandise in the U.S. coming from countries like China and Mexico, The company is adjusting its shipments in anticipation of changing consumer demand. Despite these challenges, Walmart reported a 4.5% increase in same-store sales, driven by growth in its grocery segment, and is maintaining its sales growth guidance for the year.
Bridget Brink resigns as U.S. ambassador to Ukraine. Bridget Brink stepped down as the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine in April 2023, citing rising tensions with President Donald Trump's foreign policy. In an opinion piece for the Detroit Free Press, she expressed her concerns about Trump's pressure on Ukraine, which she described as a victim in the ongoing conflict with Russia. Brink argued that U.S. policy should focus on holding aggressors accountable, stating, "Peace at any price is not peace at all, it is appeasement." Her resignation raises important questions about the future of U.S. support for Ukraine, especially with Trump promising to end the war quickly when he takes office in January 2025. Brink faced criticism from Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky for her response to a devastating Russian missile strike in Kryvyi Rih that killed 20 people. This departure could signal a significant change in U.S. foreign policy towards Ukraine, impacting international relations and the ongoing conflict.
OpenAI and UE join forces for a groundbreaking data center. OpenAI, a top artificial intelligence company from the United States, is teaming up with the United Arab Emirates to build a huge new data center in Abu Dhabi. This facility is set to be one of the largest in the world, providing 5 gigawatts of power. The goal is to create a leading AI campus that supports the UAE's vision of boosting its tech infrastructure and attracting global talent. On May 15, 2025, the UAE and the US signed an agreement to kick off this partnership. Reports suggest that OpenAI will likely be a key tenant in the data center, although details are still being finalized. This initiative not only highlights OpenAI's commitment to expanding its presence in the Middle East but also raises important questions about its financial effects and eco-friendliness. What could this mean for the future of AI in the region?
Moody's downgrades U.S. credit rating. Moody's Investors Service has lowered the United States credit rating from AAA to AA1, raising alarms about rising national debt and high interest rates. With federal debt now around $36.2 trillion, the country faces serious financial hurdles. President Donald Trump introduced a tax bill to address these issues, but hardline Republicans in Congress pushed back, demanding deeper spending cuts. This political divide complicates efforts to secure the nation's financial health. The downgrade could lead to higher borrowing costs for the U.S. government, which may ultimately affect consumers and businesses through increased loan and mortgage rates. Understanding credit ratings is crucial, as they reflect a borrower's reliability and influence borrowing costs. This situation serves as a wake-up call for policymakers to tackle debt and fiscal responsibility, as failure to act could slow economic growth and impact essential government services.
Court upholds ruling on deportation practices. The first U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has upheld a significant ruling by Judge Brian Murphy, preventing the Trump administration from swiftly deporting migrants to countries like Libya and El Salvador. This decision allows migrants to express their safety concerns before deportation, protecting them from potential mistreatment or even death. Lawyer Trina Realmuto highlighted how crucial this ruling is for vulnerable individuals. It underscores the ongoing tensions in U.S. immigration policy and reinforces the need for fair treatment for those facing deportation. What does this mean for the future of immigration in America? The implications are profound, and staying informed on these developments is essential.
Global hunger crisis reaches new heights. A recent United Nations report reveals a staggering hunger crisis affecting nearly 300 million people across 53 countries. This represents a troubling 5% increase from last year, continuing a six-year trend of rising hunger. Conflict is the main cause, impacting 140 million individuals in 20 countries, including Gaza, South Sudan, and Haiti. Famine conditions have been confirmed in Sudan, particularly in the Zamzam camp. Economic challenges, like inflation and currency devaluation, have pushed an additional 59 million people into food crises in countries such as Syria and Yemen. Extreme weather events linked to climate change have also affected over 96 million people, especially in southern Africa and southern Asia. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres warns that the world is dangerously off course. While some improvements are noted in places like Ukraine and Kenya, the overall outlook remains grim due to cuts in humanitarian funding. The urgent need for increased support to combat this growing hunger crisis has never been clearer.
Federal Reserve Workforce Reduction Plan. On May 16, 2025, the Federal Reserve, the central banking system of the United States, revealed a plan to cut its workforce by about 10% over the next few years. This move is part of broader government efforts led by President Donald Trump to improve efficiency. Currently, the Fed employs around 24,000 people nationwide. To help with this transition, a program will be offered for eligible staff to resign voluntarily, especially those nearing retirement by the end of 2027. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell stressed the importance of regularly reviewing staffing to ensure effective operations. This decision echoes similar actions taken during President Bill Clinton's administration in the 1990s. The impact of this workforce reduction could significantly influence monetary policy and the economy, as a leaner Federal Reserve may tackle economic challenges differently.
Dates Tech says Grok chatbot amid controversy. Elon Musk's company, XAI, has updated its Grok chatbot after facing a wave of criticism over controversial comments about white genocide in South Africa. These remarks raised concerns about political bias and hate speech on the X platform. Critics, including Musk, have labeled South Africa's land seizure policies as unfair to white citizens. In response, the South African government stated that claims of genocide are baseless. XAI revealed that an unapproved change was made to Grok's response software, bypassing the usual review process. Company is committed to improving the chatbot and will share Grok system prompts on GitHub for public input. A monitoring team will also be established to oversee Grok's responses. This incident highlights the moral issues surrounding artificial intelligence and the urgent need for transparency in its development.
Trump urges Apple to keep production in the U.S. President Donald Trump is urging Apple CEO Tim Cook to keep jobs in America instead of expanding production in India. He highlights the major $500 billion investment Apple is making in the U.S. currently. Most of Apple's iPhones are made in China, but the company plans to shift some production to India to diversify its manufacturing. Trump points out that India has high tariffs and mentions a deal where they would not charge tariffs on U.S. goods. He has also imposed a 26% tax on Indian imports, which is temporarily reduced until July. Meanwhile, Apple's main partner in India, Foxconn, is set to build a semiconductor plant with HCL Group, showing Apple's commitment to expanding production capabilities. Experts believe moving iPhone production back to U.S. is unlikely due to rising costs, with prices potentially reaching between $1,500 and $3,500. What does this mean for the future of tech jobs in America?
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.